Number 113. Resurrection. Dr. Mephisto had been convicted of malpractice several years ago, and also had a marital breakup as a result of his dangerous and immoral experiments on mammals, especially rare marine ones and mares. He had bought the maritime animals from a manipulative and maniacal mariner who spent his blood money on drink. Dr. Mephisto had a mania for bringing extinct creatures back to life. He was now working on a mammoth. He had no mandate to conduct such an experiment. Informing the authorities was mandatory, but Dr. Mephisto wanted to experiment in secret. Previous experiments had been marred by outside interference, and Dr. Mephisto was determined that nothing would mar this one. Dr. Mephisto, wearing his customary mantle, manipulated his invention with skill, like an expert puppeteer controlling a marionette. When he had finished, he opened the container, and there was a malodorous maroon mammoth. The malodor was caused by mange, Dr. Mephisto discovered. After putting manacles on it with the help of a mallet, he treated the mangy mammoth. His experiment had finally been a manifest success after the manifold failures which had mangled so many unfortunate animals. This, he thought, was a marked manifestation of his skills as a genetic scientist. There would be no marauding for used, out-of-date equipment. Malleable sponsors would maneuver to offer him money to do more work. He would speak to them in a mannered way. It seemed to Dr. Mephisto that wealthy sponsors enjoyed the company of scientists with unusual mannerisms. He sat down in his favorite armchair and entered the details of the success in his manuscript. Then he read it again, making notes in the margins. These marginal notes contained his ideas for further research. Soon, he would have a complete manifesto, the Mephisto Manifesto, which would contain the doctrine for conducting future resurrections of extinct species. The mammoth looked hungry, so Dr. Mephisto took it outside and let it eat the leaves of a maple tree. Then he went to get some bread and butter, but found he only had margarine. When he returned to the mammoth, he could see that its body functioned, for it was already creating manure on the marble patio of his dilapidated mansion. The mansion dated back to the days when Lincoln manumitted the slaves.